What is wrong with you? You be gritting like my... Dang it.
Ow.
The world...
Wait, what's the bleep button?
And you... The world is hard on silly men.
Drake, on my life, man, sake. And if I did a menage with him, let it eat my... like a cupcake.
A, B, C, D.
Llama, rip pajama.
Is it recording? Hey guys, and welcome to Unwrapped, a podcast about conspiracy theories, controversies, and everything else in the dark. I am your host, Reese Tabor. Let's get unwrapped. All right, y'all. Welcome to Unwrapped, and today we are going to be talking about American-based conspiracy theories. I am here with...
I'm Nadia Castillo.
I'm Sam Nadal.
I'm Peter Gullo.
Yep, and just for anybody who may not know us, Nadia is my best friend and roommate. Sam is her fiancé, and Pete is my boyfriend. So, all right, we're going to get started with a little icebreaker question, all right? Y'all may have seen this question somewhere on Instagram because that's where I got it. But if you had the chance to make all 7.8 billion people on this planet simultaneously hear something in their head at the same time, what would it be?
Depends. Because what if, like, I would say, jump off, and, like, it doesn't, you know, who knows where they're at?
Well, it might be going from 7 billion to, like, 4, depending on where
that's
they're at.
Crazy.
If I was feeling genuine, I'd say follow God, but if I was feeling like a little menace, I'd probably be screaming, nightmare. I'm in your walls.
So we're going to start off pretty simple. When you guys think of American conspiracy theories, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
I think of three. There's aliens, the UFOs in Area 51, 9/11, and JFK assassination.
I have a whole world conspiracy theory. I'm a flat earther. I do not believe in space or that we went to the moon. I think in our courts, they lean towards divorce on purpose and custody of the mother, and we could discuss statistics for that. And I think our cave system is used for human trafficking.
I think that all mattress firms are used for money laundering. I just don't get how they're open. I think that there's more to why Martin Luther King was assassinated than we were let on. And there's one more that I have. Oh, I don't think that people on cartons that are missing, quote, I don't think they're actually missing. I think they're people the government killed.
I do think the Earth thing, I think, is something that's very popular. I think the whole flat Earth conspiracy is very interesting to me. So if y'all want to delve into that a little bit, because I'm not a flat earther. I don't give myself the title, but I'm also not opposed to the idea of what we think we know being wrong.
So that's where I stand, because I don't 110% trust what the government says, because my two parents who raised two children, if they lie to us almost daily just to, you know, not worry us, stuff like that, then I think the government has no problem lying to people. Something that the government does, if there's a nuclear attack on this country, they give us an 8-minute warning because they don't want to cause hysteria, which... If you think about it, right, if it takes 2 hours for a missile to arrive in America from wherever, that's 2 hours that you could possibly, like, spend with people, versus they don't want to risk the 2 hours of people having the choice to go do whatever they want. So I don't think they really care about our best interests. The reason I'm against, I guess, round Earth is because growing up, there is only one theory in school that ever gets dismissed, and it's the only one that gets made fun of, and that is the flat earth theory. And they talk about how people thought the earth was flat, it's stupid, why would they think that, and we all laugh, and then they say, but the earth is round. And so from a young age, we're primed with the information that the earth is round. For me, I see science to be, it can lead to God and it can lead to religion, but I think it primarily is something that goes against it in terms of evolution. So for me, I personally think that if we are right in this infinite galaxy that's forever expanding, that takes away from how special we are. And we're told that we're more of a chance versus where if everybody walked this earth knew we're the only people out here, it's just us, it's just our world, then you'd be like, okay, there's some sort of creator, some sort of creation design, which I think leads more people to God. So that's kind of where I'm at with the conspiracy.
I know that when I was younger, I watched a Shane Dawson video. The only videos of his I watched were his conspiracy theories. I actually thought they were insane. Well, he's a weird guy. Don't support him. Pretty sure he had sex with his cat and he's a pedophile. So, man. But he brought, and I don't remember the details. I was very young when I watched this. Well, younger anyways. But he brought in this like legit flat earth conspiracy theorist. And his points were actually really kind of valid, assuming they were all factual. So anybody listening to this, I recommend looking that up. Shane Dawson, Flat Earth Conspiracy Theory. It's actually, like, it's mind-blowing. But Pete, you've actually, like, talked with me about some of this. You've shown me the map and how certain things, like, don't connect. We're not allowed to fly over Antarctica.
So if the Earth is round, let's say you're going from the Northern Hemisphere to another place in the Northern Hemisphere on the opposite side of the world. If it's a ball, why would you go around? Like, why would you go east to west? Why wouldn't you just go over? There's also instances where people are on flights, and, like, when you look at the globe, it makes no sense, like, because they'll have an emergency landing, and it's not in the middle of their flight path. It's in a completely different country. The big point I make is if you're going east to west, west to east, shouldn't one be faster than the other? Like a flight from North Carolina to California, since the Earth is spinning below you, shouldn't you arrive to California sooner? Those are just like a couple of my reasonings.
That's fun. I think it makes sense also too, because it just, so think about the plane. I'd like to jump on the plane idea. Like you said, when they have to do an emergency landing, they're not landing like what's right below on their path. They're more so into like diverging from wherever they are. And also, if for some of those that don't even really go over water, some of them have to land on the water. I'm confused. Why are you landing on the water when you were just going to Texas? So confused. Where are you going? where were you going? So I do agree. I think some of that's really funky. And also, just the, also, I also think it's really interesting. This is not much on the conspiracy itself, but I think to think about the turbulence that we encounter and just the whole idea between we're going from Earth to, like, up in the sky, but there's a certain point where we, like, reach out of the hemisphere and end up where gravity isn't a thing anymore. So how many pilots do you think that took for them to realize how high was too high? And they just never came back.
That's crazy.
I've never. Or how low was too low.
It makes me think about how, like, the amount of people had to die before we realized that some people are allergic to peanuts and some aren't. Like, so, slight teaser for when we talk about biblical conspiracies in another podcast. Something that I think is crazy, and Pete and I were talking about this a while ago, and hopefully I can remember what I said, but a lot of people, like, you know how when they trip, they say that they saw God and they spoke to God? And, like, they think that they've reached this whole new level of knowledge. What if the tree of knowledge, the fruit of knowledge, because the Bible doesn't say what the fruit of knowledge was. It doesn't say it was an apple. We just assumed it was an apple. I don't know why. What if the fruit of knowledge was, like, a particular mushroom that got you high and high enough to make you believe that you're seeing God, but the entire time, like, it's the devil. Like, it's the devil speaking to you. Because I don't believe people that trip are actually speaking to God. I don't believe that at all. I think that's the devil, like, tempting you, or what's the word?
Deceiving you.
Deceiving you. Thank you.
I think that's really crazy that y'all mentioned that. Sorry. But today in church, we're going through the book of Revelation, and today was on chapter 13, and we talked about how once you get towards like the end of the verses between like 16 and 18 talks about how the enemy will, there's going to be a first beast who has like different components of different animals. And then it gets to the end and saying how, well, when you get to like verses like 7 through like 10, talks about, of course, like our endurance to fight against being deceived with the enemy, but also how the enemy will come to the ground or come to earth and the Antichrist and how he will be born and how we will like basically encounter and he will just try to deceive himself as Jesus, misleading all of us. And like y'all mentioning like people tripping, but I'm like wondering if like you said like they're tripping, they're seeing the enemy who's deceiving them basically in the same way that we will, people will be deceived at the end times. So yeah, some about the mark of the beast. And also fun fact, also off topic, it says that they will have the mark on their forehead and on their hand, on their right hand. But he had said today that not, you know, right now, from what we assume, if you read it at face value, it's assuming that, you know, we're going to see something on their hand and we're going to see something on their forehead. But also know that it may not be something we see because it might be something that they believe and something they act out. And so it may not be something that you actually see as the mark of the beast, but something that's just lived out, basically.
Ooh.
And yeah, bro, I was shivered in church. I was like, oh. And he said that when you work for the FBI, like secret agents, they don't study counterfeits, which I feel like they do a component, probably do study some counterfeits, but that's not the majority of what they study. They study wholeheartedly the real deal so they can figure out which one's a counterfeit. And that's why he says like to study Jesus to a point that you can identify a counterfeit Christ if it were to come up. Yeah, sorry.
No, I like that. I like that. See, no, this is exactly what I want. I want rants. I want people to talk about something that they're passionate about. I like it a lot.
Aliens. Let's talk about aliens. I feel like, I'll be honest, to jump back onto like the Bible, I just feel like the Lord would have written something about it. And also to add on to the flat earth theory, if we continue to think about other extremities out in the other galaxies, it completely takes us in a way from thinking about God and as the one and only creator. If we're thinking of other galaxies and that there's creatures in other galaxies, then we're believing that there's other creators who created things that the earth, that the Lord did not deem as perfect here. Because he took the 7 days to make the earth, and not one of those days did he think to mention if there's aliens. I don't believe they exist.
So, I think they do not exist, but I think I know what they are. And it's two things. I think there's the Nephilim, which are the angels of God who breeded with women of earth, and fallen angels. So, when you look at, let's put it this way, when you think of aliens, they're always more advanced, right? They always have better technology. Now, when you look at what technology for what it is, at some point in life, a good form of technology was a catapult. It wasn't electronic. It wasn't something you plugged in. So for me, technology is something that is related to knowledge, having a greater knowledge of things. So I believe that these aliens are really fallen angels, or half-breeds, the Nephilims, who have higher knowledge than us, so they're able to have, quote-unquote, better technology, which I always thought was stupid, because in the movies, the aliens are always better, and we just suck. But I do think that they're not from another planet. I think they're
fallen angels. Mm-hmm. I believe that. I feel, because also, talked about in church. Man, I wish I were there today just to hear the like, what he preached about. I told Reese that it was a different preacher today. It was Dallas. His name is Dallas? His name is Dallas. I don't know where he's from. But he talked about how, in end times also to know that we will see an increase in government power marking end times because the government will often promise things that only the Lord can truly promise and make happen. And he had mentioned, like, oftentimes we just see them promising things that they can't promise. Like, oh, if you vote for me, like, your life will become better. If you vote for me, you will live in more peace and tranquility, which is not a promise that they can make. Only the Lord can make that. And the Lord can truly, like, seek it out. But in terms of the government, I really agree. I don't think the government really cares about what's good for us. I think people oftentimes do things for their own gain. And then when they find someone else who's doing it for their own gain, they're like, oh, let me get in on that. I think in that sense, like, the government has a lot of people who are like, oh, this can be for my financial gain. This can be for my personal gain. This can be just a cover-up. Or I work for the state, but really, I'm working for my own estate. Like, they're just doing their own thing. And they're like, oh, man, I'm just going to keep tapping in on this, and then they get other people on it. It's like a pyramid scheme, bro. We pay them, and they just screw us over.
Well, the president thing is funny because you'll see a president who 2-3 years ago was completely against something, and now they're for it, and it's just to attract a larger audience. But it's interesting that you bring up, like, the personal gain aspect, because I read a book last year, and I don't know if you guys remember in high school learning about the balance of powers, the three branches. I read a book about it that basically completely dismissed it and said, at this rate, the powers that the president holds keeps growing exponentially each year. And they do it in a way that whoever the next president is, they're setting them up to have more power. They'll even, you know, if the election's coming up, right, they'll say, all right, let's introduce this bill that will raise gas prices, and it doesn't take effect till I'm out of office, right? So just stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, I need to hear Sam's thoughts on 9/11, so.
Talk to him, babe.
I don't have much thoughts. I just wonder if it was a conspiracy theory or not. Like, if the United States actually orchestrated it for tax gain. Or, I don't have the statistics on it, but what if, like, there was a debt that the U.S. has? I'm pretty sure there was a debt at that point. I don't know. But they could have initiated or orchestrated that for the tax benefits, I guess. I don't know how that works. Or even to have, like, a scapegoat to start, like, this war, because war builds profit for some reason. I don't know how or why, but it does. And I'm thinking they might have orchestrated that to kind of boost the economy.
Do you know what a Project Paperclip is? So it was around the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. There is a United States official document that got put out that instructed our soldiers to storm beaches in Florida and kill thousands of U.S. civilians dressed as the Cuban army, and to basically allow them to say that Cuba basically came on our beaches, stormed our beaches, killed our people, so now we're going to go to war with Cuba and do stuff like that. So I don't think this country is shy of starting a war or definitely killing our own people.
I was just going to say, for the 9/11 thing, I personally, if there was anything I had to, like, believe or bet on, I honestly just think it was a way to, I think it was an inside job. I would not be surprised. I also think it was a method used by the president and by the government in general to just bring the country together. Because if you think about it, 9/11, that was one of the only times in the past, what, 2 decades that this country has actually, like, truly come together. One thing that, like, led one of the 9/11 conspiracies was the fact that fire doesn't melt steel beams. So that caused people to think that there was something else on the plane that was used to melt the beams.
So if you go to Albany, New York, that's where my family's from, they have a museum that we visit with a 9/11 section. Those steel beams are not like a flagpole. They're not small. They are huge. They are ginormous. And there's no way that I could see that fire could melt that. Now, if you look at things physically, right, when you play Jenga and you pull something out from the top, does the rest of the bottom just completely fall out? No. There's a lot of people who reported a lot of, like, level demolition sounding things where it goes boom, 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 boom. And it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense how the physics worked out.
I think the only thing to that would just be, I think, the incorporation of the jet fuel. I think that was something my dad had mentioned. And I only say that because my fun fact, I almost wasn't born because of 9/11. My mom would shop at the shopping center down there. And that day she was actually planning to go down there with my brother and I. She was pregnant with me. My brother was born. She was going to go there and shop. This is actually crazy because my parents also almost, like, my dad almost died when he was going to go to the, like, center where they do the Boston Marathon. He almost went that day to go take care of some of the ATMs there. So my parents just had run-ins with death. And my dad didn't go that day. Clearly, he's still here. Praise God. My mom also didn't go because here I am. But my mom was going to go, basically. And she ended up just getting really tired. I guess I was kicking a lot. And so she decided to take a nap. She basically slept through 9/11. Everybody was calling her because they thought she had went and thought that she had died. And my dad and my grandma were flipping out because that's the time my parents lived in Brooklyn. They were going to, like, my parents, my dad was freaking out. My grandma was freaking out. Everybody was crying. And my mom wakes up and it's like, hello? Everybody's like, yo, ma'am. Like, hold on. You had our grandkid kid, like, other grandkid. Like, ma'am, you were going to kill him.
Thank you guys again for listening. Be sure to share this with your friends and tune in next time for more light shedding. Bye.